Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
It's not Saturday, it's Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese, MS Florida Diva Yvonne Madison. All right, ladies, lights, camera, action. You're on.
Hello, everybody. What a great Wednesday. Yvonne, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
I know, you look gorgeous.
I'm happy to be here.
I know, we're happy you're here. Yes, and you know, everybody that's driving, they're going, what is the show called? What is it all about? It's your connection into show business.
Yes, it is.
And today, I will tell you, because we have from comics, we have film directors, we have at 6:30, we have a major talent agent calling in, how to get an agent. We'll be taking phone calls, Yvonne.
Okay, we have King James here.
I know he's to our right. He's with the Sun Drummers. We were just over at Safety Harbor, and it was fabulous. We're going to be doing some things with King James, as well as a lot of promotions around for the station.
Good.
I know. So, King James, how are you?
I'm great. Always good. I'm just blessed to be here and waking up every day among good people, you know?
And we're working on some talent shows together, and he's going to be announcing where we're going to have auditions for you. And please go to HollywoodConnections.biz and check us out. Now, Bert Arnold, let's go to the weather.
Hello, ladies, and King
Hi.
James. How are you guys doing today?
Hot.
Well, it was hot and oppressive. I don't know about what everybody else thought, but, you know, we're in the home stretch. We're like at the last quarter stretch of a nice horse race, and here comes fall. It's going to be coming in soon. You know, the temperatures are slowly getting down. You know, the highs for the whole week are going to be in the high 80s. You know, if the sun's out all day, it's going to get a little hotter. Pray for some clouds. If you have, the lows will be in the high 70s. So just hang in there. Always stay out. If you can hear thunder, that's lightning. That's a ground to cloud strike. And that's what kills people. So if you hear thunder, stay inside. You know, we are in the lightning season still for another probably month and a half.
So I have a question. So you're in the pool and you hear thunder. Now, are you supposed to get out, or do you have to wait to see lightning?
You have to get out of the
pool. I think
you
have to get out right away.
Yes, you should leave the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just checking. You know, Miss Mermaid here.
You go out kicking and screaming when I tell you to get out of the pool, and you're like, well, I didn't see any lightning. Well, we hear thunder. I make her get out of the pool. I'm not going to be the weatherman with the big story about
your wife.
About wife getting barbecued in a pool by lightning. That would really be bad news.
Yes, well, you know what? The Lazy River, of course, Splash Harbor, is my favorite place in the world over there. And Yvonne, you have to go with me someday.
Okay. Like,
how about Friday? What are you doing?
Probably can go with you. I'll check you out.
There we go. It's floating down the Lazy River, listening to Jimmy Buffett music and all that good stuff.
Okay.
And in the meantime, thank you, Bert.
And it's always a pleasure to be here. And, of course, the Lazy River, 30-minute rule day exercise, and it's strictly enforced. So they participate in a safe lightning and a very safe environment for
the
patrons.
Rest of the week, we're going to have good weather.
Yes, we're going to have good weather, and there's always a chance of thunderstorms. It's just the season that we're in right now.
Okay.
So it's hit or miss, 20 to 40% chance of coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
you. Well, I know there's a caller on the phone, right?
Yes. Yes. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, this is Ellen, and she's with the Maddie and Me show, right? The Mommy and Me show.
Mommy show. It's Ellen and Madeline tonight. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Madeline. We're excited about your event coming up in Orlando. You and your mom tell us all about it, that we're going to be there.
Yep. It's on October the 29th at the Flamingo Resort in Kissimmee, Florida. And if you wish to book a room, you can give them a call or go online to book your room and give them the promo code of St. Jude's for your room of just $44 a night. And that includes 4 water park passes per room per day. And the fashion show is on October the 29th. We'll begin at 10 a.m. with vendors throughout the day. And the fashion show will begin at 6 p.m. You can purchase your tickets online through Eventbrite for just $20, or you can purchase them for $30 at the door. We have exciting people there headlining. Who do we have? We have Tim Proctor from The Walking Dead.
Yes, Ashley Nicole.
Ashley Nicole, she'll be singing. We have Pretty Image. They're a new group. And we have a red carpet event scheduled at 9 o'clock following. We have exciting people such as yours truly, Miss Dawn Reese from Hollywood Connections, and Bob Morin from Who's Hot Orlando. We even have the Stephanie Show coming down, a talk show from Atlanta. So we are just really thrilled and excited to have all of you there for the after party from 9 to 10. So come and join us.
We're excited because our reporters are going to be there, and you have been so kind to put Image on the stage, and they're a new teen group that King James actually found, and we're excited to help promote them. And we have some fun events. We have a big veteran show coming up for them as well on the 11th and some opening doors. But, you know, with your event, that's just going to open the door of opportunity for them even more so, and I thank you for that.
Oh, gosh, no problem. Thank you. They're just lovely. And this is for 2 great causes. We are supporting St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital.
And children.
And raising awareness for healthier
choices for kids.
Yeah, healthier choices for hungry kids. So,
beautiful.
And it's for a wonderful cause, and we're going to have a lot of fun. It's Halloween themed, so if you wear a costume, we'd love to see your costume, and we'll have refreshments after.
I really like the part about healthy choices for children. I think that's wonderful because, you know, a lot of our children are obese and they are not eating good. And so this is very important to get that message out there, being healthy as a child. Yes, I like that very much.
Yes, exactly.
And
what, Madeline?
Also, tell everybody where they can watch your show.
They can watch our show on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yep, and you can also go to
MadelineJulia.com
is your website. Yeah, and you can find us on YouTube or on IMDb under Madeline and Mommy Show.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, ma'am. We're on YouTube as well as IMDb under the Madeline and Mommy Show.
Okay.
And all our queens are welcome out there. We want to see you in your best royal gear on the red carpet that night.
Well, me and Yvonne and King James will be there.
Yes, we will.
I think, you know, on the red carpet, I might talk to you about putting King James on with his drum, with his drummers, with them walking down the red carpet with the drum line. Ooh.
Uh-huh. I think we met, right, at the fashion show this summer?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do.
He's
all
great.
We
like him very much so. Hi, King James. Nice to hear from you again.
Well, good talking to you, too, and look forward to working with you.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. We're going to have a lot of fun that night.
That's what it's all about.
Excellent.
And okay. Give one more time the website that they can sign up, because there will be agents there, and it's all ages, and it's supporting a great cause.
Oh, yes, from ages 3 to 55. And we have agents and producers that are going to be there, and a lot of photographers as well as press and media. And we're getting a lot of coverage. We have 13 publishings going out at the beginning of the month. We've been doing a lot of promo work, so we're really excited about it. And you can find us on Facebook. We have a event page. It's called Mad's Fashion Fundraiser. Or you can send us an email for more information to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com.
Well, we look forward to promoting this event all the way to the end. All righty? Sounds good. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Peter, let's go to Image so people know the teen group that we're putting on this big red carpet event. They found. King James found.
Image. Yes.
And we're going to be promoting them together. Hold on. Listen to this music.
Oh, that was really nice.
How'd you like that group?
I like it. What's their names again?
Image Fame, and I have a CD for you.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Beautiful.
Thank you, girls, for listening. I know you're listening in the car from our quick meeting we had. Now, in the meantime, I have a really amazing comic we met the other day. I'm so impressed with you, and you are?
I am Mike Arnold.
Hi, Mike. And so we had met briefly here, and it was so funny because, you know, my married name now is Arnold.
Uh-huh. That's what I was just thinking.
I know. So maybe you're related to my husband somehow.
Well, and your husband, Bert, did mention, I didn't know there was like a noble interpretation of Arnold. I thought Arnold, taken in its most literal sense, meant entertainer destined to obscurity without ever being on The Tonight Show. You know? And it does, that's not what Arnold means. According to what Bert said, it means fly like an eagle.
Yep.
Mm.
It does.
So much more elegant and regal than scavenge like a vulture or something like that. I am so proud of my lineage now. I'm going to call all my relatives and tell them that, you know, that we're actually need to look a little bit more into our family tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Fly like an eagle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Although, you know, I am vertically challenged, as we discussed earlier, being the only 6'4" comic who can't dunk a basketball. So,
so perhaps
I may plummet like the Hindenburg, but no, I like fly like an eagle.
Where are you performing at now?
I was just at a new club that just reopened in the the countryside area of North Clearwater. Mm-hmm. It's an outstanding new club. It's called Sonny's Comedy Club. It's at the Sunset Bar and Grill on the northeast corner of Sunset Point Road and Highway 19. Larry Greenbaum is the MC and the opener, and he's also the administrative force behind it. So we were very happy. Our show Saturday night was a sellout. So we got off to a good start for my first appearance there. The club opened reopened again last month, and when we get in season, I'm expecting a lot of sellouts at Sonny's Comedy Club because he brings in outstanding acts. Present company accepted.
Good. Well, you know, I had a thought list of talking to Sonny. I would get him on the air if he's going to call in. Is Sonny on the air yet? Not yet.
Larry's going to try to call in, Larry Greenbaum.
Oh.
And we are going to have a surprise guest, the headliner from Saturday night, who I'm proud to call a friend.
Okay.
He's going to call in a little bit later and talk about our experiences at Sonny's last Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Very cool. They have theater seating. They have fresh pretzels. None of that stale stuff from Big Lots. They have good snacks, good food, excellent wait staff. And I see big things for Sonny's Comedy Club.
Well, my thought list is with you and Yvonne and in our show, Yvonne, that we would do live remotes there as well.
Good.
And put the comics on and have the audience participate in that as well. Maybe before the show and do a little, you know, comedy segment beforehand because we can get them live on the air. We can do a live remote there.
Oh, well, yeah, you can maybe seal the deal, negotiate with Larry Greenbaum if he calls in.
Right.
And perhaps as part of the deal, if I slip you a little money under the table, you can guarantee me three appearances a year as a feature
headliner. Well, actually,
headliner.
No, I got a better deal because you introduced us, which is our comic show, that you would be our feature opening up because you introduced us. So you never forget where you came from.
I appreciate your loyalty to people that help you out. And I know about your background with America's Got Talent. So I'm glad you brought your talents to this paradise climate here in Pinellas County.
Yeah, they called in and they said, oh, I heard Don's got the pulse on the entertainment industry and, you know, and Yvonne, and here we are. And, you know, I also have a surprise for you, too. I think I have a comic on the phone as well, calling from Los Angeles. Peter, put him on. Hi, Mike, is that you?
This is me.
Hi, Mike. Tell everybody where you're calling from.
Actually, I'm calling from San Diego.
Oh, La Jolla area. Now, you know, I love La Jolla, and I tell you, I love Sandy Shore, Pauly Shore's sister, you know, because I went to comedy school after my divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of therapy, I went to comedy school, and I'll tell you, it really worked, but now I'm happily married. And
it's a lot deeper and a lot more rewarding.
It sure is. And you know what? I got to tell you something funny. Let me just do your intro, Mike. Not just because he's a great comic, and he works at the La Jolla, you know, comedy it's a comedy store, and I called up, of course, and I'm calling to find comics for my show, and of course, he answers the phone, and guess what? He tells me he's a comic, and I went, well, guess what? You're trying to tell me about some other comics, and I'm like, Mike, you answered the phone first, so you're my guest on the show.
Yeah, it just worked out that way, you know?
I know. So in the meantime, do you have, I'm going to come back as well to you in a second here, we wanted to interview, you know, a little bit about your stand-up. You have like a minute and a half stand-up that you can put together for us on the air?
Sure.
Okay, Mike, hold on. Here's comic number one, and we'll come right back to you. Okay, give us an action 3-2-1 live on the air.
I'm actually very happy to be in the Gulf Coast part of Florida because it is such a paradise area, but occasionally you experience road rage. The other day I was out sightseeing, and I almost got into a horrible car accident, and thank you, Dawn, Yvonne, and King James for your concern for my welfare.
We're just looking at you like,
it's,
what?
Yes, they're looking at me like, well, it seems about right. Let's get him into an ICU. But no, what happened was got cut off by a BMW. I think it was a 7 Series. And the guy was wearing one of those Guy Harvey-type fishing hats. And when he cut me off, I thought it was kind of odd with a luxury performance German sedan to have a bumper sticker that read, I'd rather be sailing. So I forced his car off the road into a lake. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I've dealt with anger management issues before, and I find committing physical atrocities on somebody from a road rage incident tends to get you in jail. So this
That's
way I was
true.
Just trying to help his fantasy come true, his angler dreams, if you will. You know, so I noticed BMWs do real well in handling tests, but they don't float worth a bleep. So the ultimate driving machine became the ultimate rowing machine. So that's just me. If you run into me on the road in a demo Chevy Cobalt that looks like it was the worst automotive decision anyone ever made, don't cut me off because there could be consequences. Thank you, Don.
All right.
Peter, do we have like a hand clap on that one? You know, like, woo! There we go. That's for you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You're here with the show. And Mike, can you give us about a minute stand up?
Yeah, right now.
You got it. You're live on 5 stations.
Let's do this. First off, I've been with my woman for 4.5 years, and I spoil the crap out of her. Gentlemen, if you're in a relationship, don't do that. One, it's going to backfire on you. Two, it's going to backfire on her. Like, my woman has legitimate fear that if something were to happen to me, she wouldn't know how to go back doing day-to-day tasks. So I told her she'd probably end up in, like, some spoiled girl sanctuary. Like, this would be a place where spoiled women have to go to get rehabilitated and learn how to do daily routines. Like, she'd learn how to do things like cook, clean, spend her own money. And not every woman would be rehabilitated. And for those women, you'd have to have, like, an adoption event. You know, like puppies and stuff. And instead of outside, like, pet stores, they'd be outside, like, bowling alleys and sports bars. And then one day on a Sunday at a barbecue, your butt ugly friend Bob would show up with a smoking hot woman, and everybody would be like, Bob, who is this? Like, where did you find her? He'd be like, oh, this is Tiff. She's a rescue.
And that is our comic from La Jolla, California. And tell everybody, Mike, your website, where to look at your YouTube clips. You're very funny. And since you're up there with, you know, Sandy Shore and in the Comedy Store, you're just on just a roll. And I'd like you to call in next week for another opening. And you're going to bring some guests along, too, as well.
Yeah. I'll tell a friend of mine, Brian Moses, who has been working with Jeff Richards and has their own, Jeff Ross, and has their own show on Comedy Central called Roast Battle, which is amazing, and everybody has to check out Roast Battle. And then, you can find me, just check me out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just look up Mike Vinn, YouTube Mike Vinn. My website's under construction right now, and it should be launched in about a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see as soon as that gets up and rolling.
That's fabulous. Also, we have a comic here that wants to go on the road. He's here locally. Say hi to Mike.
How's it going?
Hi.
Mike, I it's good to know that we have a Pacific Coast mic and we have a Gulf Coast mic. So
all right.
I'm trying to connect the two of you. How does somebody like him down here in South Florida come to the comedy, you know, store up there in La Jolla?
Well, if he's ever in San Diego on like a Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, I can definitely throw him up. If he wants to work on the weekend, he has to get booked through a Hollywood Comedy Store. Or go through somebody else. Like, I just got booked for the weekend working with Carl LeBove in about 2 months. So, it's a process, but it's very doable.
Okay, so would he send a demo tape up to you?
He could send it up to me, and I could forward it up to the booker, and that would definitely work.
Okay, you have another question for him.
No, I'm just wondering if I can function as a 6'4" non-dunking deaf comedian. Is there a way we can
Did I turn you down? Yeah,
is there a way we can get the auto? Right now, I'm going to have to learn to sign in order to do that.
Oh, my God. It's feedback, too.
I don't know what's happening here.
Mike.
What?
Headset? Yes.
Your headset. That's whistle while you work. Whose headset? Mine? Peter?
I'm getting feedback.
Okay. What are we doing, Peter?
You got to put your headphones on. You can't. Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, it was our comic doing that.
It's been funny.
No, oh, that was really funny.
That was really funny.
I was wondering how you did that trick.
Well, you know, when he came in here, he says he's got some kind of for technology and
negative karma.
Yeah, he's got, and he's setting it off good. I mean,
well, where's my volume?
I'm not sure. It's over here.
Tell Peter that was a joke.
Yeah, Peter, that was a joke. So it could be button number one. Hold on, Mike. Better? Is that better? Is it too hot?
Oh, I think he's
getting
electrocuted.
No, how about over here? Three?
Down. He's down.
Down?
Oops.
Okay, here, you have to help me here.
He's signing.
Okay, you're good? All right, well, Peter, let's go to some Caribbean music for a minute and just something, some Well, we just
we'll listen. Unhook him.
Yes, we're gonna unhook him. He looks like he's being electrocuted.
It's okay to take it him is, off, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, that
I'm not sure what's happening
they,
here, but our comic is here. Mike, hold on a second. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Okay? Ready, Peter? We'll be right back.
Yeah, get it away from the microphone.
Yeah, hold on. So in the meantime, go to HollywoodConnections.biz because we're live on the air and I got to keep talking. And hey, I want to say hello to my friend out there, Mama Jay Speaks. She's driving down to the beach probably and saying hello to her and her new friend. Okay, listen to the music. We'll be right back.
Keep it away from the headset.
We have our headsets out to everybody. As your flight attendant host is here, make sure that your headsets are completely strapped to your head. Your tray tables are in front of you, and we are back with No Birds Flying with Squeaky Music. Thank you so much. So anyway, so Mike, as a comedian, when did you get your start? Did you go to comedy school, or is it just like life knocks?
Actually, we'll go with Mike Pacific Coast.
Oh, yeah, Mike.
You can just say Vin when you want to talk to me, and just go Mike when you want to talk to the other Mike.
We have two Mikes that are comics. I didn't even know that.
Mike San Diego, you're on.
Mike San Diego. I just got on stage doing an open mic. Like I was in the Marine Corps. It brought me out to San Diego, and when I was finished with my contract, I was just like, what else am I going to do? And I just looked up the open mic at the Comedy Store in La Jolla. And just went on stage. I had nothing prepared. I thought every comic just thought of things off the top of their head. And I just went at it. And there was like two chuckles. And I was like, okay, it's not that bad. And they just kept going.
Very cool. So we love that. And, you know, we thank you so much. And you know what? Who's your agent out there? Do you have one?
No, I'm doing everything by myself right now.
Well, I think you should stay on the line because do you have time to just chat with us? Because I have an idea if you listen, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Because I know Marty Moreno is going to be calling in. He's an agent, casting director. And for the next half hour, he's going to talk about how to break in the business. But also, maybe I can hook you up with Marty. And so if you meet a film director, Marty can say you're my agent. So you have a South Florida agent, as well as everybody else. So hold the line, as well as we're going to come back to you, Mike, too. You're going to stay with us. And hello, Marty. How are you?
I know Marty Moreno is going to be calling in. He's an agent, casting director. And for the next half hour...
I'm hearing a feedback. No. I'm
Hello?
Hearing myself. I don't know if I was just talking in the Grand Canyon. But I'm in South Florida, so I hear myself coming back. Peter, what's happening?
Okay, how are you?
Okay, no, yeah, we can't have anybody on speaker because...
Gotta turn down your radio, please. Thank you.
Yeah, any call-ins, please make sure no radio because we're live on the internet and it's a back... It, yeah, my okay. Yeah, my producer just went, took his headsets off and went, ow! Okay, so...
How's it now? Everything's okay now?
Is that better, Peter? Okay, yes. We're good. So Marty is an agent casting director, and he does a lot of film and TV. And mm-hmm. Welcome, Marty, to the show.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Hi, Dawn. Hi, the rest of the gang. And hello, listeners.
Oh, hi.
So in the meantime, we're going to talk about, while we have our caller, he's going to stay on for a little bit with us. And we have Mike in the house from Clearwater. He's a tall comic. How tall are you?
6'4".
That's right. And we have Yvonne. She's an actress. She is 80 years old. Doesn't look like it, but she comes from New York. And she is an amazing actress. And then we have King James. He's a Sun drummer. I think Marty. And then we have Kelvin. He's our new top reporter.
Hello.
And how old are you?
Hello.
I'm 11 years old.
Right. So hello. I think everybody that's listening needs an agent. So get your book out, Marty.
Including me.
Funny you said get your book out. I was going to suggest, because I have a lot of people listening in, and I told them that they should, you know, actually, I should mention it now. Everyone should get a piece of paper and pen and take notes of everything I'm about to say, because I'm sharing some tools that are going to help a lot of people, whether it's aspiring actors, actresses, models, or parents of aspiring children actors. So, whenever you guys are ready, I can, you know, begin. You tell me.
Well, before we start, I just want to introduce you to our comic in another mic, and I didn't plan this.
That's three mics.
I'm on the mic. I've got a mic.
You kind of did plan it.
I did. I know. And he's a comic at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, and, you know, he doesn't have an agent yet. Could you represent comics from out of state?
I do get calls for talent in L.A. And New York. So I do, and I do submit talent out of state, because the thing is, in the industry, they are now using Casting Networks, which is a website that is used all over the U.S. now. All the major cast directors and agents use Cast Networks now. So, yeah, that's absolutely.
So if he was out promoting and he met a film director and the film director said, "Who's your agent?" He could say, "My agent is Marty," if you guys signed up.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Mike?
Yes, okay.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
There you go. Hey, Peter, we need another connection here. It's another connection. Hold on a second, Marty, because we hit play this. If I connect somebody with something, we hear a sound. You know. We're going to keep talking. But, Mike, do you have a question for Marty before he starts off in California?
Is there a chance for a quasi-Michael Richards Kramer for any sort of knockoff of Seinfeld in the future? Because I would like to audition for that.
Unfortunately, I'm not in L.A., so I don't get the casting calls for the pilot season or anything like that. Usually those are the L.A. casting directors. I do get stuff, let's say, per se, I may get stuff from casting directors, you know, out of L.A. for, let's say, commercials, or they're looking for stand-up comedians or things of that nature. But now I know usually with the pilot season and stuff like that, especially for comedic shows, that would require, of course, you know, for you to have an L.A. agent for that in particular.
Okay. That was Mike here in in Clearwater, Florida. He was asking. And Mike, how about in Los Angeles? Do you want to ask him a question?
Yeah. It's you, like, Switch. Yeah, so that you're my agent, and you're out in Florida, I'm doing stuff in L.A., how likely would it be that I would be seen more legitimate with a Florida agent as opposed to one in California?
Florida agents as opposed to L.A. agents, you're asking?
Yes.
In terms of what?
Would they look down on it? Yeah, would they look down on it that I have an agent in Florida rather than an agent in Los Angeles?
I don't think so. I don't think that they will look down on a Florida agent, because there's many times that the L.A. cast directors reach out to Florida agents to submit talent. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, that's my take on it, and I have submitted talent and booked talent out of state, so I don't think that's a call or cause for concern.
Okay. Well, Mike, I'll hook you up with Marty on that, and then I want you to just listen in on what we have to say. And then Mike over here, you know, he was looking for, you know, the Florida area for an agent as well. Right, Mike?
That would be great. But right now I'm looking to regain the sense of hearing. Because I've been confessing to international espionage offenses because of the volume, and now my mic is completely dead. So you mentioned before about social media. I am a Luddite. I'm from Pennsylvania Dutch country, and I shun all publicity, which is why I'm completely unknown as a comic. But also, I have destroyed the microphone with my negative digital karma here. And
there you go.
Peter got it.
He can hear again.
Peter got it. Now it's back up to 75 decibels. Yeah, if you can. Okay. So anyway, Marty, right now I'm concerned to stop the tinnitus in my ears. But yes, I would like to work a little more because it's very difficult to be a Luddite in a craft such as stand-up comedy. But that's what I've been dealing with. Usually I get booked as kind of a square peg in a round hole comic, being tall, being somewhat political, being kind of offbeat, having anger management issues, having had a beer mug thrown at me by a British gentleman with the intent to maim. So yeah, it's if you want observational humor, you're not going to get it from me. If you want somebody with symptoms of paranoid schizophrenia, Tourette's syndrome, and dyslexia all rolled into one and heavily medicated, then I'm your comic.
Well, that sounds like a lot of the talent in South Florida right now.
That's true.
I do what I can.
And L.A., I'm sorry. Let's not exclude certain actors. So let's go to L.A. as well, too.
Right.
Well,
there's just two comics that are just looking to get some information from you, and we're going to talk about that right now. You're going to talk about how to get in the business, how to get an agent. Right?
Okay, so basically, we're going to start 101. How do I get an agent? First thing you have to ask yourself, do I want to become an actor, actress? How much does it mean to me? Now, before you seek out an agent, are you prepared? That's the thing. Do you have the tools necessary to market yourself as an actor or as an actress in order for them to represent you? Because you just can't go to an agent and say, hey, I'm beautiful, or hey, I'm handsome, and I'm an actor, and I'm an actress. You have to sell yourself. You have to make yourself appear, not only that you are talented, but you are the last Coca-Cola in the desert, in a good sense, not in a bad sense. Mm-hmm. So how do you do that? The first thing you have to do is, do I have sufficient stuff on my resume as an actor, actress? Actors, actresses have resume. Actors, resumes. Do you have your resume filled? No. If it's blank, there's cause for concern. Two, do you have an acting demo reel? Very important. Do you have headshots? Very important. Because when you're seeking out agents, most agents will not give you the time of day if you turn around and you say, I have no headshots, I have no actor's resume, I have no experience, but I want to be an actor. you have to be realistic with yourself. You have to know what's your shortcomings. You have to know first of all, hey, I don't have experience, but what can I do to obtain experience as an actor, actress? So I think it's very crucial that everyone understand that, because if not, you're going to be very disappointed. And, there's differences in Florida as opposed to L.A. I'll just use them as to compare how it's different. In L.A., when you go to L.A., first thing, if you want to become an actor, an actress, or you want to have a good agent, you have to be union. That's a must. So, and how do you become union? You have to get your SAG eligibility, either booking a national commercial, that SAG-AFTRA, a speaking role, even a guest role on a TV or movie. Anything that's unionized, that SAG-AFTRA, you get your eligibility, you become union. That's how it goes in L.A. If you're not union, none of the major talent agencies will pick you up. And over there, it's contractual. You have a contract. Over there, if you have a commercial agent, you only have one commercial agent. The extent of how long for that contract, it varies. It could be a year, it could be 2 years, it could be 3 years. And you can't flip-flop and go around and get other representation. You will get sued. It's for breach of contract, okay? So you get an agent for everything. Let's say you got one for theater. Let's say, you know, Mike for comedy. He has one for stand-up comedy. He has one for commercial, one for TV film, one for print, okay, which is modeling, okay? Now, You have your resume, you have your headshots, you have your demo reel, your union, voila. Then you go look for an agent, and hopefully you get a good agent to represent you. And Florida is different. It's the right-to-work state. So with that being the right-to-work state, you can pretty much go with as many agents you want, and that's not a problem. Hello?
Yes, we're here. We're listening.
Okay. So
continue. It's wonderful.
With that said, it's better for the actors because you're not bounded by a contract. Mm-hmm. You can pretty much go with different agents because sometimes one agent might not work for you. Sometimes, you know, being an agent myself, having my own talent agency, we have our own clientele. Sometimes we have our own clients that other agents do not have. I think it's really sad when I see a lot of talent, they turn around and go, oh, I'm going to downsize my agents because I was advised to downsize the number of my agents because, you know, it's a conflict of interest or it's just too problematic. I don't know who gave them that advice, but, gee, that's a bit idiotic, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. You may want to have agents that are there, that are looking for you, that are pushing for you. Those are the ones that are sending you out to castings. Those are the ones that give you the time of day. Those are the ones that pick up the phone. Those are the ones that are telling you what you need to do in order to move from point A to B to C. So, South Florida. Now, we'll start at South Florida. We talked about how it is in L.A. How do you get an agent here in South Florida? The best thing for any South Florida aspiring child actress or actor, their parents or adult actor, actress, is what? Reference. References are very important. I usually get talent through recommendations. They usually refer talent to me. Once upon a time, I used to have to do open castings to get new talent. I used to put them out on Craigslist, and I used to put them out in the newspapers to get new talent. But I've gotten to the point, and, you know, I'm very grateful to God for that. I don't need to do that anymore. I usually have talent saying, hey, you know what? Festus Real Estate is a good agent. Go call him. Call Marty. Call Charlotte. And usually they send me their stuff, or I direct them what they need to do in terms to get their free profile with Casting Network so I can set them up. And they're good to go. And usually, if they're just extra material, I let them know, hey, I know your expectations. You want to go out and, you know, you want to do, you know, go out for leading role or supporting roles for TV and film. But what can you do from going? How do you transition from an extra to a supporting leading role? Gee, what can you do? That's a very important question. Well, what do you need to do? Community theater. No one wants to give you the time of day. Community theater is very crucial. Go out there and do community theater. Get your feet wet.
You know, okay? Marty, I have to jump in here real quick. The other day I went to the Francis Playhouse, and me and Yvonne are going to go have a meeting with this beautiful lady over there. Mm. And we were talking about other plays because King James said, you got to get over there. And it's an adorable place right over here by the station. And you know what I noticed? She said that people come in from all over, Marty, just to perform at the Francis Playhouse. And they work full-time jobs. And she said they're here between 6 and midnight performing and practicing for the next shows that are coming up. And I truly believe in that because even if it's a theater group anywhere, you know, Yvonne, you came from theater.
Yes, I used to have a community theater in Brooklyn. And I come from...
And you want to know something, Yvonne and Dawn?
What?
Guess what? When casting directors get submissions from agents, what's the first thing they look for on the resume? They want to see if they have theater experience.
Yes.
Thank you.
They have TV film experience. They don't want to see extra work plastered all over that resume. They don't consider extras. Unfortunately, extras are very crucial in the film industry because we need them, but they don't take them seriously. They're considered furniture. Okay? So how do you transition? Do community theater.
Yes.
Do those independent films. Do student films, even if it's pro bono. Because you know what? What's better than taking actual acting classes? What? Being on stage. Okay? Mm-hmm. Building that resume. Filling up that resume. If you want to go from extra to supporting lead actor, actress, right there, I'm giving you tips right here. How do you transition from an extra to a supporting lead actor, actress? And it's kind of frustrating because a lot of South Florida talent would prefer to do extra work, which doesn't help their career, okay, at all, but because it's paid. But then when it comes to doing pro bono stuff like actual independent films or whatever, you know, student films or independent films that can help them get a demo reel, which is something they can negotiate with the director. Mm-hmm. Hey, if I do this film, even though it's pro bono, can I get my clips for my demo reel? Demo reels are very
fabulous
crucial.
Information. Fabulous.
And I know, too, Marty, a lot of comics love that, too. You know, a lot of film directors I've been talking to, they love, because I have one coming in the house at 7:30 today, and, you know, he's going to be casting for a film as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they say, you know, I love comics, Dawn, because they have such a great sense of humor being on film sets as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know something? I book a lot of talent sometimes. They don't have to go to casting. Sometimes I book them off their demo reels. I do. So sometimes they'll say, you know what, Marty, I need this and this and this. Send their demo reels. And I have gotten talent booked off demo reels. Okay? So if you have, particularly if you have versatility in your demo reels, that's going to get you booked. You want to put your good stuff there on your demo reel. You don't want to put stuff that it's bad lighting or your co-stars overshadowing your performance mm-hmm. on that demo reel. You don't want to do that, okay? But that's something we could tackle on in the future. I could talk about demo reels and all that other stuff. But right now, like I said, if you want to get an agent, you got to ask yourself, do you have all
the tools
needed? Especially these parents. You know, I used to teach acting in South Beach. I had over 80 students. I had like a large acting school. When I met Ed Arenas, which is a big wig casting director, before I started, he said, you know what, Marty, you know what you're doing. You need to get your license as an agent and open your own agency because you're prepping the talent really well. And then that's how I ended up in this business, okay? So, but with that said, some of these parents, sometimes they don't work with the agent or the manager. They work against them. They're like, my child's beautiful, and they should
true.
Be a
that's
star.
That's so true.
That is not enough. If your child is small and they want to become an actor or actress, the first thing that the cast directors and the directors look for is the child poised? Does the child stay still? Does it follow directions? Not so much can they memorize the dialogue. That comes afterwards, okay? They want to see, can the child stay still? Does the child sway back and forth? Is the child disruptive? Does the child take direction well? Those are techniques that acting instructors can take with the students to help them with that. And then build all the acting techniques that follow in. So everything folds in hand in hand. So, but like I said, that's how you would go about getting representation. But the first thing you need to do is have the tools. Very, very important. So I don't know if I don't know if we're going to take any callers, but I know I had a few people that wanted to call in. They had some questions.
I do, actually, Marty. And we're going to keep you on. I know we're going to do this for about 7 minutes, Yvonne.
Okay.
How do you like this, Yvonne?
I love it.
Thank you. I knew you would.
I love it.
So what I'd like to do
is a very important information.
I know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you so much.
We're going to go more of an hour with him, not today, but I wanted, Marty, I wanted you to meet Yvonne, my co-host. She's been out of state, so that's why we're having this. Now, do we have any call-ins? Not yet? Okay, Marty, they can call 727-441-3000 if you have a question for this agent manager. Mike, are you still there from La Jolla?
I'm still here. That is some amazing information.
Yes, it was wonderful. It really was.
Thank you very much, Marty. Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. No, the thing is, many agents will not tell you, or particularly cast directors, they're not going to tell you what you're lacking.
Yes.
You know, if you, it's just like in any field. When you want to become a nurse, what do you have to do? You have to learn about what? You have to learn about medicine.
Yes.
You have to know how to care for a patient. You have to
have
learn
CPR.
How to deal with patients. You know, all these things are essential. Okay, and you have to wear a uniform.
Yes.
Okay, the shoes and the nurse hat and everything else.
You have to have
it's
it.
It's just like in any other field, it's the same thing with acting.
Yes.
The thing is, you just don't wake up and say, I want to be an actor, actress. Okay, what do you have to market yourself to be taken seriously as an actor, actress? You'd be surprised. I have new talent. They come to me, and they're like, I want to be an actor, actress, and then they send me selfies in the bathroom. And I'm like, those are not headshots.
Right.
I cannot put that on my casting networks. Casting directors will not get – I can push you to on blue in the face, but they will not give you the time of day. You know? They will not give you the time of day. So,
but you know what, Marty? Mainly you're a teacher. You're teaching them.
Right.
That's what is very important, to teach them their crafts and what they need to do and how to get the tools. It's marvelous.
Also,
thank you.
Okay, so you can call in 727-441-3000. You have a question for this agent casting director. And how are we doing over there? We got to keep our headsets on, everybody. And
we got Tanya on the line.
Hi, Tanya. You're live on the air on 106.1 FM, Hollywood Connections.
Hi, thank you. Hi. So my question was, does Marty provide any kind of acting classes, or does he know of any?
Or workshops.
Oh, well, yes. I used to do, I had the acting school in South Beach. I thought of doing an acting workshop. I do enjoy doing them. It's very time consuming, because if you're really teaching, like right now I'm so flooded because there's so much information I want to give out, but I'm limited with time.
Mm-hmm.
With the workshop, I go over like techniques, physical techniques, and then I incorporate acting exercises that has to do with techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done that in a while with my adults or children, but I suppose if I put it out and I got a good response, I'm open to doing an actor's workshop. Absolutely.
Okay.
For children and adults. So I don't know, maybe we could put it out there, see who's interested. And and I could do it for a very, very reasonable price. Nothing outrageous. Something very affordable that we can get a good number of people to attend. Not too many people, so that way we can make sure they learn. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's wonderful. Okay. Who's the caller, Tanya?
Yes. Thank you so much.
And where are you calling from? Tanya, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so maybe you come from, you need to go to New York.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, I actually go down to Florida quite often, so I was just wondering if perhaps he knew of any, you know, acting classes, because obviously if you're going to get in the field, you want to know a little bit more than just walking in, and, you know, I want to be as professional as I can, and maybe the tips might help, so. But anyway, thank you so much.
That does help.
Thank you for calling in. You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye. Now, Marty, I know we have 2 minutes. We're going to go to the top of the hour. We're going to bring you back. I know Mike has a couple questions. Yvonne has some more questions. And we have also a singer that we're going to bring on board here in just a minute and have you talk about singers. Do you also take singers in your agency?
Do I take what? I'm sorry?
Singers? Local, you know, singers?
Singers. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Singers. Look, I represent anything, and you're going to laugh. I represent from scream queens to drag queens. Okay?
All right. I love it.
I had a casting a little over a month ago. There was a call. It's for a pilot, okay? In fact, Ed Arenas was the casting director. And usually they come to me for specialty. They want circus people. They want drag queens. They want horror genre actors or actresses. They come to me because they know I'm the specialty agent here in South Florida. And I had to get drag queens. And I had to get transgenders for this pilot. So good thing, you know, I have my little contacts in all different areas of specialty talent. And the casting director was like, I was afraid to say this person was pretty because I wasn't quite sure if it was a male or female.
Well,
wanted transgenders, you wanted drag queens, there you go.
Well, Marty,
so I represent everything.
I know, Marty, we're wrapping up this hour. Stay tuned, stay on the line. Mike, I want to thank you calling from, La Jolla, California, for calling in. I'll get in touch with you after the show. And Mike, thank you for being here. Stay here. And Marty, stay on the line. We're going to the top of the hour news. And if you're all watching on Facebook, go to tantalk1340.com. Really hear the good conversation. We're going to be taking calls from Marty in just a minute. We'll be right back.